Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, we have several Canadians here with us tonight, so let's turn to Canada.
Can I get my apple, my Pierre Poilievre apple? Oh, yeah. Did you see him tear apart that liberal woke reporter? That was, I love Pierre Poilievre. He's just so awesome.
So good. Well, Bruce says the Trudeau government wants to use his latest COVID bill to censor free speech over the internet in Canada. How can Canadians prevent that from happening?
I don't know the Canadian system enough. So definitely try to become a part of networks, online networks, and in all of your provinces, and see what groups are. I mean, this is what organized the Freedom Convoy. This is what's organized the pushback against Trudeau originally, that he seemed the pushback against the draconian measures that he seemed to be giving up on, but we see he's coming back. For the key to remember this is anything liberals claim they are, they're the opposite. It's a form of projection. So they claim they're liberal, they're actually totalitarian, right? They don't have a liberal bone in their body. For them, liberating, emancipating is emancipating any objective definition of the word woman. That's for them. And what is that? That's just bringing in a violation of the law of non-contradiction. Two contradictory views cannot possibly both be true at the same time, the same context. All you would have to do is argue with me and you've proved my point. You're taking one position as over and against the opposite position. You couldn't argue. That's why they don't argue. They're violating, Jordan Peterson talks about all this all the time. They're violating the law of non-contradiction by stating that a man can become, you know, a man can become a woman and all this sort of stuff. And if you're going to violate the law of non-contradiction, you cannot by definition now argue. You can only silence. So that's what they're doing. So it seems to me you have to get involved with public networks, online networks, to see what explicit actions you can take to push back. Outside of that, you got to wait for the next snap election, which should be coming up, shouldn't it? I thought Canada does, if they have a hung parliament, they generally are going to, they do elections every 2 years, if I recall. So a parliament where no party has an outright majority. So the liberals have to hook up with it. What are they? The NDP to pass legislation. But all the polls show conservatives and Poilievre just crushing it right now. They're doing an amazing job. And of course, the balance of trying to unite, say, Quebec nationalist populism with Alberta nationalist populism. There, so as I understand it, Canadian populism tends to be very provincial. So they could actually be voting against each other in a national election, even though they might vote the same in their provincial elections, like the Coalition Quebec. They're very, very nationalist populist. They may be a bit more socialist than you might like, but nevertheless, just, you know, very Quebec first, just like Alberta might have some, you know, that very, Alberta is just basically is often, well, at least I think Canadians would call it as well. It's like the Texas of, of Canada. Very, very can-do spirit, very rich in natural resources and the like. So it's making sure you can get that national election as fast as you can, as soon as you can, and try to unite the nationalist populist forces in such a way that you just blow the liberals out of the water. Pierre Poilievre seems to be doing great. Seems to be from my far distance. So network, and let's get that election. Let's get blackface back on the ticket there, and see if we can finally vote him out. While we know constitutional carry is sweeping the nation, millions of Americans and even you courageous patriots out there, you Turley talkers, you're still stuck in blue or weak red states restricting your constitutional right to bear arms. Well, don't worry, gang. Countrywide Concealed is probably the quickest way to get carrying legally in the majority of the United States. That's right. You won't just be able to carry in your state, but in 84% of the whole of the U.S. of A. It's as quick as watching a video and taking a quiz, and thanks to Countrywide Concealed, your family is that much safer from a myriad of threats no matter where you go. Getting a concealed carry license has literally never been easier, so just click on that link below and join the millions of patriots who've taken back their rights and started carrying legally with Countrywide Concealed today.
Well, Maximilian always has wonderful questions, very deep, rich questions. He says, I need help studying worldviews. What are the key concepts of the theology of worldviews so I can do research? Or better yet, what specific resources can I examine? I have a few, but would appreciate assistance and have nobody else to turn to.
Oh, thanks, Maximilian. Let's see. I need help studying worldviews. What are the key concepts of the theology of worldviews? So I see theology as part of the worldview. A theology of worldview might be where you're getting into the different theologies: an Islamic worldview, an Orthodox worldview, a Hindu worldview, a Catholic, classical Catholic worldview, a Reformed worldview, something akin to that. And then you have basically six categories. We may have talked about that. So you've got theology proper, then you have what's called metaphysics, and that's the study of basically the study of reality, the study of the nature of being, and do angels exist, right? Do souls exist, things like that. Often metaphysics will include some kind of cosmology in it as well. So your understanding of time and space and all that good stuff. And then you're going to have your anthropology, the study of man, what it means to be human. Then you're going to have your epistemology, your study of knowledge, your ethics, your study of morality. And then six, you should have an aesthetics category where you look at you see how worldviews embodied in literature, art, and architecture, and music, and poetry, and the like. In terms of sort, man, there's so much out there. The person who's really on the forefront of doing civilization and worldview work right now is the Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin. Dugin is really neat because he's gonna get deep into precisely these categories. And he does it not just for like Christian cultures. He does it for Islamic cultures. Yeah, and he'll break that up of Sunni versus Shiite. He's very fascinated with Shiite, particularly just because the power of Iran geopolitically. Confucian worldview, Japanese Shinto worldview. There is, if you get... if you look up cultural geography, that's really cool. So that's the study of the spatialization of identity. How do all of these things we're talking about, theology, metaphysics, anthropology, ethics, epistemology, aesthetics, how does that get enculturated Spatialized in a particular region of the world. And it's really fascinating because if you get into cultural anthropology, particularly the work of Roy Rappaport, Rappaport, of University of Michigan, he's passed away now, but his work, Ritual and Religion in the Making of Humanity, that's a magnum opus in terms of the basic stuff, the structure of ritual and religion, and how it functions to relate us to our environment, our ecology around us, and then in the process transfigures the ecology into cultural artifacts that are reflective of this interaction. It's really neat stuff. So that would be some resources for you to just dive deep into.
I hope that helped, Max. I love your questions there. They're always so thoughtful.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.